Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Sharon Winterborn. Of course, she's from Ottoman Way. Good morning to you, Sharon.
Good morning.
Well, once again, it's time to think about coming to Ottoman to see a fun production. Tell us when that is and where it is.
Okay, we are having our annual dinner theater, which will be Friday and Saturday, March 10th and 11th. And the event is held at the Agra Hall at our fairgrounds. Tickets are available by calling me, and they are by reservation only.
Now you got to have a number for the food.
Yes.
For one thing, and have them.
We do.
Yes. And are there anywhere downtown in any of the businesses or at the bank or any place?
No.
Okay,
no,
just for you.
They only can call me, and then they have a reserved table.
Okay.
And
And your number is?
712-563-2541.
And you are the only Winterborn in the Ottoman phone book.
That is correct.
So you're easy to find if you need that. And
exactly.
We'll remind people that number again. So in a minute we want to talk about what this play's about. But, you know, something people are always interested in a dinner theater is, what about the food?
Oh, yes. We're having a two-meat buffet this year with potatoes, green bean casserole, three salads, and a choice of two desserts.
Oh, choices, choices.
Yes.
And they'll all be good ones. So.
Yes. Jan's Catering is doing the event, so always good food there.
You bet. That's always something you look forward to. Okay, so the Hallelujah Girls.
Yes.
What are those girls doing?
Okay. It's sort of a late life crisis for a group of 50-year-olds and over. And they are, a friend of theirs has passed away, and they are reevaluating their life choices and et cetera. And I can remember the first rehearsal I went to. I wasn't any good for anything else because I just sat and laughed all the way through it.
Okay, because when you tell the story, initially you're going, oh, this could be pretty deep, pretty philosophical, pretty sad.
It's all those old adages about, you know, aging and wrinkles and things going south.
And a lot of truth.
Oh, yeah. A lot of truth in the statements, but hilariously put together.
All right. So how many main characters are there?
There are eight main characters. We have six women and two men, and they are from Audubon County, all of them. Not all of them from Audubon. We have people that are from other communities within our county, but that makes for fun.
You bet. Sometimes new friendships are formed just kind of renewing. You know, I'm sure some of you folks, that's the only time you get together.
It is very true. And I know I've been involved with our community theater for 30 years now, and I just keep coming back because of the new relationships and the old ones that you have bonded with and renew your friendships, et cetera.
You bet. So this play, as you say, kind of, I'm not sure young people will really respond to this, but maybe.
Well, I think the way the lines are being delivered and the characterization of the characters are hysterical. And so I think any age would appreciate the effect. And I even think, I know that some school-age children always come. I shouldn't call them children when they're teenagers, but I just think, you know, like one of our characters is a costume fanatic, and her costumes are absolutely phenomenal. And that alone is, you know, she walks on stage, and I know it's going to draw laughter.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'll be fun. And who's responsible for putting all of those costumes together?
Our backstage crew is as phenomenal as the front stage, because we are at the Agra Hall and there's no stage there, so we construct our stage from the ground up, and all the people backstage doing props and makeup. We have costume people that create these costumes as well as become dressers during the performance to help them get in and out of it. We have the ticket salespeople and the house setup people, and You know, there's a much bigger group of people behind the scenes than are actually on the stage, and they need to be applauded as well.
Sometimes we sort of forget about them, but it doesn't happen like magic. It takes
lots
of work. When do you start rehearsing this? How long have you guys been working on this?
We started right after the first of the year, January, and it's generally either a 6 to 8 week rehearsal time frame, and we try to allow 8 weeks just because of snow and weather conditions that sometimes don't allow for events. And I do want to throw in, we are celebrating our 40th anniversary this year.
So are you doing something special at the dinner or any other time?
Well, we've had an annual meeting where we've done something special, but we're trying to make each one of our performances extra special this year. And we're recognizing our first cast and Country Players Board. And one of our cast members was in our very first production, as well as this production.
That's pretty. 40 years.
That's 40 years, that she has committed herself to community theater. And so we feel that's quite an accomplishment.
It is.
We're doing a musical this year, too, in conjunction with our 40th anniversary. So,
and when will that be?
That'll be in September.
Okay, so I have something to look forward to there.
Yes.
And then you are involved, I believe, with the young people at the fair performance. Is that correct?
Yes. That's our children's summer theater.
Uh-huh.
And we put that on through the Audubon Summer Recreation Program. And there's no fees involved other than maybe if your child needs a specific costume, you may be asked to purchase a T-shirt or a pair
something
of black
simple.
Shorts if they don't own them or some such thing. That's the only expense involved in summer theater. And they generally do two performances. One, our public library does summer programs, and so we perform at one of their summer events and then at the Audubon County Fair.
Okay. And you have to be congratulated not only for the 40 years, I mean, that's a big, big accomplishment, but for keeping this in your community, because there are many communities that cannot put this together.
Well, I know that we're one of the longest continuously running community theaters in the state of Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're, you know, pretty proud of that, because other community theaters, you know, evolve for a time and, you know, can't, the longevity kind of runs out after a few years. And I don't know if you call it burnout or what, but we have some dedicated artistic people in our community.
Well, and it must be, as some people do leave, maybe they move or maybe their interests change. Evidently, you have new people who step up, and so that's sort of an evolving group that just keeps going.
That is correct. We always put a hand out to all the newcomers that move into our community and say, hey, here's something out here if you have any interest. You know, we would enjoy having you participate. And it's just kind of by word of mouth, you know. I have a new neighbor moving across the street, and as you're visiting, you get around to, oh, something I, you know, thoroughly enjoy, something you might. And, you know, there's all levels of involvement.
Yes.
You can be involved for as little or as much as you want to. We have, you know, people that, like when we're doing our stage building and stuff, they provide us with nourishment, you know, food and drink. And that's their contribution, and we appreciate that as much as we do people with a hammer or the ability to get up there on the stage or whatever.
Yeah, because there are many people who say, oh, I couldn't be out there in front. But
right.
As you say, lots of jobs that you don't have to be in front and still support it. So great, great community effort here. So let's talk about first, we need to call you if we want tickets. And what's your phone number?
712-563-2541.
Okay.
And tickets are $25 each. And
that's for dinner and?
Dinner and play.
And
there is an open bar, but that's at your own.
Sure. And the times, the dates and the times?
March 10th and 11th, the Friday and Saturday night. Doors open at 6 o'clock, and the actual production will start at 8 o'clock.
Okay, so come and enjoy a little visiting, enjoy some great food, And sounds like you're going to get some internal jogging. That's the laughing part.
Yes. Most definitely.
Okay. We want to thank you very much, Sharon Winterbore, for all of the work you've done and for visiting with us this morning.
Well, thank you.
And until next time, because you do children's theater, here's a thought. A child's life is like a piece of paper on which every person leaves a mark.